Hello, this is Ian Berg with the Commercial News, dated Wednesday, April 24th, 2019. We'll start reading on the front page of the paper with the article DACC to Consider Mobile App for Students by Carol Rome, Danville. Danville Area Community College Board of Trustees on Thursday will consider implementing a mobile app that will help DACC students have greater access to homework, class schedules, and college records through their smartphone. DACC President Stephen Nocco said he hopes the mobile app will help address the equity gap when it comes to student access to technology. Some of our students might not have access to a computer or Wi-Fi, but they all have smartphones, he said. Adding the mobile app would cross all socioeconomic lines. A motivated college governance committee spent 6 months studying the effectiveness of such a mobile app, he said. That cell phone can be a portal to the college, Nako said. It would be a self-service where students could look at their grades, look at their class schedule, and manipulate their schedule. It's all about access for the students to their records and their homework, he said. The cost to establish the mobile app would be $18,664 the first year, which includes a discount of $8,783. The cost for the second and third years would be $14,244 each year and includes a discount of $6,703. Nako said the college's technology slash activity fee would help fund establishment of the DACC mobile app. Also Thursday, the trustees will recognize the Phi Theta Kappa 2019 All-Illinois Academic Team. They will recognize the DACC Academic All-American Cross Country Team. They will hear a report on the National Junior College Athletic Association. They will administer the oath of office to Holly Hambleton, who will become the student trustee on DACC's Board of Trustees. They will consider accepting the results of the April 2nd consolidation election in which three DACC trustees ran unopposed. Tracy Cherry and Greg Wolf were elected to fill 6-year terms, and Dr. Ronald Surface will serve a 2-year term. And they will administer the oath of office to Cherry, Wolf, and Surface. On Thursday, they will also appoint an Illinois Community College Trustees Association representative and an ICCTA alternate representative, and appoint Davis and Delanus as board attorneys and Tammy Bentecourt as college treasurer. They will consider approving a leave share policy for DACC employees. Nako said employees had expressed an interest in having the ability to voluntarily share sick time with other employees who are in need of extra paid days off due to extenuating circumstances. We had an employee that suffered a serious medical problem, and the employees wanted to do something about it, he said. Voluntarily giving up sick time for it to be banked so another employee can use it is a fairly common practice in other industries. FMLA guarantees people's jobs, but the loss of pay can be catastrophic. If approved by the Board of Trustees, the voluntarily shared sick time would go into a bank. Employees who request to use it would need to be eligible for FMLA and would be considered by a review committee. A review committee would need to be established first before the leave share policy would go into effect, possibly as soon as July 1st, Nako said. They will also consider granting a sabbatical leave proposal slash agreement from music professor Eric Simison from August 1st to July 31st, 2020. During the sabbatical leave, Simonson will be compensated at 50% of his regular salary and has agreed to continue to work with the college's pep band and choral group during that time. And the board will consider the retirements of Viv Dudley, marketing professor, and Sharon Wagaman, manufacturing and technology instructor. We'll next go to the article, Fallen Youth to provide hope. By Christopher Morical. Danville. As a former member of the demographic she is trying to reach, Monica Beasley wants to change the paths of young people on the road to a life of violence. So she arranged for 13 speakers, six of whom have served time for violent crimes, to educate families on prevention and the resources available in the area. The conference, Changing Dynamics of Our Fallen Youth, is set for 5:30 p.m. on Saturday in David S. Palmer Arena at 100 West Main Street. Change in this community has been a passion of mine for the past 20 years, Beasley said. My success has come from living and experiencing what those families have gone through. The speakers will present on their own backgrounds and tell any parents or young people listening why they want to stay away from a life of crime and how to do so. For instance, one speaker, now a restaurant owner in Champaign, is a convicted murderer. Another runs a youth program for children and saves their lives. That's what this is all about, Beasley said. Change the course of the path they are heading down. A lot of these kids don't have coping skills, no family support, and growing up in impoverished communities ties them to the way they live. Beasley has a reason to be concerned. Her son is now serving as a witness in a homicide trial, and she had a bad past herself. Growing up, she said, she was sexually assaulted. Her parents were on drugs, and she struggled with anger and rebellion. At 18, she was in trouble with the law, and by 19, she was in jail. I remember sitting in that jail cell thinking about the direction my life was going, Beasley said. I woke up and realized that's not the life I want for myself. I ended up getting my GED, and I just broke the cycle. She said the troubles she experienced changed the course of her life. She didn't want her children growing up the same way she did. She is now working on her doctorate and has proudly helped 25 others get their GED. The Fallen Youth Conference, she said, was to give others hope. There is no cost to attend, and it is open to the public. There will be giveaways, and every participant will receive a goodie bag. Minister Norvell Kreider will say a prayer, Rolanda Brown will host, and Danielle Finkley, Ariana Kelly, and Keisha Mays will sing. Beasley, who will also give an introduction to the evening, will also present an honor ceremony and has purchased 40 plaques to hand out. Her passion in helping future generations is evident. I always put a lot of effort and time into each show, Beasley said, just so we can try to win back our city. We'll next go to the article, Project on Hold, Committee Delays Vote on Denmark Road Project, by Jennifer Bailey. Danville. An expected vote on a $6 million contract for the Denmark Road Area Northwest Pump Station project did not occur Tuesday night. Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. said he pulled the contract for action due to needing more time to review it and for some clarifications. Aldermen don't meet next week due to there being a fifth Tuesday in the month. It could come to the full City Council on May 7th. Danville Community College Development Director David Schnell told the city's Public Services Committee that timing is still an issue with the project due to Aqua Illinois working on its dam gates and the city having a sanitary sewer that goes over the dam. Aldermen have already talked to city officials about the look of the cut trees near the Gau Grotto as part of the project, with Schnell saying the area will look better when the project moves forward. The Northwest Sanitary Service Area Reconstruction Contract was for $6,894,647 with cross construction, with another resolution also proposed to appropriate about $890,000 in motor fuel tax funds for the project. The pump station's reconstruction will include new gravity sewer, force main, pump stations, a pipe and pedestrian bridge, and bridge joint replacement. The work will take place through the Chateau Estates subdivision, Old Ottawa Road, and Denmark Road areas. The Denmark Road project is part of a larger sanitary sewer project that began in 2012 to replace obsolete pump stations and reduce the amount of sewer infrastructure the city needs to maintain, according to city officials. Other roadway improvements will include realignments of the old Ottawa Curve, sidewalk from the Chateau Estates subdivision to the intersection of Winter and Gilbert, shoulder widening, guardrail removal and replacement on the Lake Vermilion Causeway, clearing of the Lake Vermilion Causeway brush and trees, high-efficiency LED lighting, pavement markings and resurfacing of Old Ottawa Road and Denmark Roads. The project is expected to last two construction seasons. Denmark Road will be kept open during construction. In other business Tuesday, Ward 1 Alderwoman Brenda Brown asked about police department patrols and plans for the summer. "We're preparing," said Interim Public Safety Director Chris Yates. Yates said he's been reaching out to various agencies, such as the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department, Federal Bureau of Investigations, Narcotics Housing Authority, and other officials, to help control what normally are months that see more crime. "It's all of the above in how we deal with crime this summer," he said, adding that the police department will also need the public's help. Yates said, for example, the curfew has helped. They are making schedule changes with police officers. There will be more officer presence at housing authority properties, and they are looking at maybe using student interns at Friendly Town to free up extra officers for patrols. Williams said they have to be careful what they say publicly, but he says they are going to be more proactive, such as soon hiring for the problem-oriented policing unit, with the 21 newly eligible officers. "I just want peace in my community," Brown said. We'll now go to the death notices. Paul R. Payton, 87, of Danville, passed away on April 22nd. A celebration of Paul's life will be at 11 a.m. on Thursday, April 25th, at the Danville VA Protestant Chapel at 1900 East Main Street in Danville. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to the service. Burial will be in the Danville National Cemetery. Memorials can be made in Paul's name to the Danville VFW. James H. Burke, 82, of Danville, passed away on Monday, April 22nd. The services will be at 11 a.m. on Saturday, April 27th, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center. Officiating will be Mark Heiser. Burial will be in Spring Hill Cemetery in Danville. Visitation from 9 to 11 a.m. Saturday at the funeral. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to Ridgeview Baptist Church or the charity of your choice. Gerald Dunn Wyckoff passed away on April 21st, 2019. Funeral Mass will be at 10 a.m. on Thursday, April 25th, at Holy Family Catholic Church, at 444 East Main Street in Danville. Entombment will be at Resurrection Cemetery. Visitation from 4 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, April 24th, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville, with a prayer service at 3:30 p.m. Memorials can be made to the Vermilion County Animal Shelter or Holy Family Catholic Church. William Ward Williams, 93, of Danville, passed away on April 21st. Funeral services will be at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Friday, April 26th, at Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga, Indiana. Burial with honors in Danville National Cemetery in Danville. Visitation from 11:30 a.m. Eastern until time of service on Friday, April 26th, at the funeral home. Michael B. Darr, 61, of Danville, passed away on April 21st, 2019. A celebration of Mike's life will be at 11 a.m. on Friday, April 26th, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville. Visitation will be from 4 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, April 25th, at the funeral home. He will be entombed at Sunset Memorial Park. Memorials can be made in his name to the charity of the donor's choice. Phyllis Jean Martin of Hoopston passed away on Wednesday, April 17th. Plans of a celebration of Phyllis's life will be announced sometime later. Mitchell Norgar, 57, of Danville, died on Sunday, April 21st, 2019. Funeral arrangements are incomplete at this time. Melissa M. Ping, 51, of Danville, died on April 14th, 2019. Funeral arrangements are incomplete at this time. Joyce Riggle, 63, of Danville, died on Monday, April 22nd, 2019. Funeral arrangements are incomplete at this time. Returning to the front page, we'll now go to the article, College Express Showcases Multiple Student Projects, by Carol Rome. Danville. Nearly 400 high school students from Danville Area Community College's district who are enrolled in College Express showed off projects ranging from freshly fried elephant ears to a field mapping drone and an air cannon that projected plastic cups. DACC and Vermilion Vocational Delivery Systems, or VVEDS, marked its 12th year of presenting the College Express exhibition inside the Bremer Conference and Workforce Development Center. This started out as an event that a graphic design instructor began to show off what his kids had done, and it expanded to other programs. Nick Chatterton, director of VVEDS/College Express, said Tuesday. This year's events included a couple new twists. Rather than having the College Express Culinary Arts students serve food they had prepared to a long line of peers, the high school students were invited to tour the Culinary Arts kitchen, watch an elephant ear being made, and try their hand at decorating cupcakes. "We're doing this differently this year," Culinary Arts instructor Dana Wheeler said. "If they want an elephant ear, they have to tour the kitchen." The morning menu consisted of barbecue pork butt sandwiches, elephant ears, and lemonade, which earned the College Express Culinary Arts program the best of show at the event. The lunch menu included beef empanadas, elephant ears, and cupcakes. Salt Fork High School students Brooke Dixon and Alexis Spicer were in charge of making the elephant ears. Brooke deep-fried the flattened dough, while Alexis coated them with a cinnamon and sugar mixture. "I like the class. It's fun, and we get to cook different things," Alexis said. Brooke, who is going to go into nursing after high school, said she enjoys being in College Express because she has met many other students from other schools around the county. Nearby, Grace Dickerson and Lexi Arnett, both Bismarck-Henney-Rossville-Alvin students, tinted the buttercream frosting they had made that was going to be used to decorate chocolate vanilla and chocolate chip cupcakes. Also new at this year's event was the inclusion of DACC's agriculture program and a demonstration of a field mapping drone. The College Express Early Childhood Programs exhibit was interactive and offered hands-on experiments such as making a tornado in a bottle, lava bottles, and slime. "They all learn math and science in the program, so we decided to set it up as a science fair," Kelly Alvarez, early childhood education instructor at DACC, said. The exhibition items on display Tuesday were created by students in College Express's auto mechanics, computer networking, computer programming, criminal justice, culinary arts, early childhood development, graphic design, construction, health occupations, horticulture, National Institute for Metalworking Skills, Project Lead the Way, welding, and industrial tech programs. The event showcased the students' work, either as individuals or as group projects. The students who participated were from Armstrong Township, Bismarck-Henney-Rossville-Alvin, Danville, Georgetown Ridge Farm, Hoopston area, Milford, Oakwood, Salt Fork, and Westville High Schools. It gives a chance for the other high schoolers to see what the College Express kids have been doing all year, Alvarez said of the annual event. College Express is the career and technical dual credit program for area high school juniors and seniors. Approximately 392 area high school students travel daily to the DACC campus for instruction in one of 14 career programs. The students receive both high school and college credit for the courses and certificates that can be earned in some of the programs. Now for some news in local sports, we'll head to the article, Relaying Success. Danville Sprints to Wins in 400 and 800 Relays by Chad Dare. In track and field, it's easy to find the best sprinter, the best runner, the best jumper, and the best thrower. The times and distances will answer all of those questions. But how about find the best relay teams? Now that gets a little more difficult. Ideally, you put together the four fastest individuals, but there is the small element of the handoffs. On Tuesday night, at the Wayland Young Athletic Complex, the Danville boys track team set season bests in the 400-meter and 800-meter relay events. We have been playing around with those relays, and I think we finally figured out who we want on those relays, said Danville first-year coach Chris Dreyer. I think both of those groups can do something when we get into the postseason meets in a few weeks. David Njambre, David Moss, and Walter Stanford are members of both teams, while Kamari Williams rounded out the group in the 400 relay, and Oshar Willison completed the four-man team in the 800 relay. Kamari and Njambre have been doing a lot of base work with our distance runners, Dreyer said. We have made the switch to put both of them in with our sprinters. While the two victories were part of four event wins for the Vikings, it just wasn't quite enough for the Vikings to win its only home meet of the year. Champaign Centennial, with six event victories, including a double win from Antonio Buchanan in the high jump and the triple jump, was able to claim the quadrangle title with 77 points. Danville was second with 74, Rantoul was third with 73, and Charleston had 41 to finish fourth. I knew coming into the meet that we were three evenly matched teams, said Dreyer, referring to Centennial, Danville, and Rantoul. All three of us had our big dogs do what they were supposed to do, and we each had guys step up to get us some crucial points. It was really close, but Centennial was just a little bit better than us tonight. Ultimately, the difference for the Vikings came in the field events. Danville didn't have a single individual finish in the top three of a field event, while Centennial won two of the field events, and they had multiple individuals in the top three in three of the field events. One definite bright spot for Danville this spring has been the progression of senior distance runner Noah Heil. On Tuesday night, Heil cruised to the title in the 3,200 meters, a race that admittedly is not his favorite. I've been running very stubbornly, Heil admitted. I think I've been negatively thinking about my races. Last Wednesday, it was really windy at Mattoon, and I just decided to trust my training, and I took it out. I knew that the other competitors were going to be too stubborn to take the lead. I just decided to not be scared. Heil went on to win that race. You can see his confidence is growing by leaps and bounds, said Dreyer. He has figured out what he can do. Not only did Heil win the 3,200 on Tuesday, but he came back to finish fourth in the 1,600 with a time 4 minutes 48.86 seconds. That is his personal best. Right now, I'm putting myself in a position to succeed, and it has paid off, Heil said. In the past, I would have just hung back in the pack. I would get a half mile into the race, and I was in no man's land. I found myself trying to play catch-up. Now I trust myself at the start. I go out and race my race, and it has been paying off in better times. The other individual event winner for Danville was Moss in the 200, to go along with his wins in the past two relays. Moss has also had a second-place finish in the 100. Not only was this the first and only home meet for Danville, but it was a first for Dreyer, who had been an assistant coach with the Vikings until this year. "It's been good," he said. "The biggest thing has been all of the little stuff. I'm used to running the computer systems for our home meets. Tonight I ran the computer, but I also had to work with the kids on things like relay orders and who was going to run which events. Thankfully, I have a good group of assistant coaches that I have really helped out." Helping Dreyer out this season has been Carl Long, Tyler Arnholt, Holly Huckstadt, and Colby Mayfield. This Friday, Danville will compete in the Pekin Invitational. We'll now go to the article, Trimble in Custody in Double Murder, a staff report. Danville. Police announced Tuesday the arrest of Nicholas D. Trimble, 38, of Urbana, Monday, in connection with a 2017 double murder. Vermilion County Circuit Court issued an arrest warrant early the same day for first-degree murder. Danville and Champaign Police, as well as members of the Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force, conducted surveillance, and Trimble was taken into custody near 4th and Kirby Streets in Champaign. On September 4, 2017, police were called to a residence in the 500 block of Harvey for a report of shots fired. Upon arrival, officers located Rafael Arevalo, 26, and Omar Roman, 26, both of Danville, inside the home. Medical personnel pronounced them both dead on the scene. Trimble is in custody at the Danville Public Safety Building with a bond of $10,000 and awaits a court appearance. With the time we have left, we'll stop by the Community Brief section to see what's going on in the local area. In Danville, lions to meet. Christina Dietzen, director of Big Brothers and Big Sisters, will speak at noon on Thursday at the Danville Lions Club at Spinky's Banquet Hall at 409 East Main Street. Church to serve food. Batestown United Methodist Church at Batestown and Henning Roads will serve a spaghetti dinner from 4 to 7 p.m. on April 27th in the church's gathering room. A free will offering will be accepted. Color Splash Set. The Danville Arts League at 320 North Franklin Street will offer a special painting on a pillow class from 6 to 8:30 p.m. on Friday by instructor Sabrina Donnelly. The pillow cover will be provided. It will fit a 15 to 16 inch pillow. Pillow forms will be available to purchase. Cost for this party is $35. For information, call the Art League at 217-442-9264 or check www.danvilleartleague.com. The league is open from 9 a.m. to noon, Tuesday through Saturday. KFC Plan Meal. The Knights of Columbus at 310 Bryan Avenue will serve a Swiss steak dinner from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Saturday. The cost will be $10. Also, from 7 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, the Dixie Flyer Band will perform in the hall. Cost for the band is $5. All are welcome. Fundraiser scheduled. Culver's of Danville at 3210 North Vermilion Street will donate a portion of sales from 5 to 8 p.m. on April 30th to raise funds for Shiloh Apostolic Church Youth Group. In Hoopston, sorority to meet. Alpha Iota chapter of Delta Kappa Gamma will meet from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Thursday in the upstairs boardroom in the Hoopston Public Library. Carolyn Maston will present a program. That's all our time today. This has been Ian Berg with the Commercial News, dated Wednesday, April 24th, 2019. Thanks for joining.